This year is Mitzvah Yeshiva B'Sukkah, and specifically Ta'ama. And we start with Vayikra Perek Chaf Gimel. This is Parshas Emor. And towards the end of the entire presentation here of all the Ma'adim, the Torah says that when we get to the 15th of Tishrei, we have Chag HaSukkos. And the Torah gives an explanation for the mitzvah of sukkah. Leman yedu doroseichem ki v'sukos hoshavti es b'nei Yisrael b'otzi'i osam me'eretz Mitzrayim ani Hashem Elokeichem. So the simple pshat in the pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into the sukkahs when we went out of Mitzrayim. Correct? Now let's take a look at Targum Unkelus, and then B'li Neder will look at Rashi. Targum says, Arei, let's see, this is Pasuk Mem Gimel. Let's start with Mem Gimel. He says, Arei b'matolios ananin osiveyos b'nei Yisrael. You see, he adds the word ananin. So clearly, he's introducing the concept of Anani HaKavod. And one could wonder, since Inkelus is really just a Pshuto Shel Mikra translation of the Torah, what gives him the right to add the word Ananim here? And he says, Bafuki Asom Mi'arad Mitzrayim, when I took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim. So on this issue of what the Tam of Sukkah, so the Mitzvah Sukkah is, we're going to have a plukta, and we're going to see one opinion that says it's because of Anani HaKavod, and one is Sukkos Mamish. The Unkelus already took a stand on this issue. Let's see Rashi, if he goes the same way. Rashi says, Ki b'sukkos hoshavti Anani HaKavod. So both Unkelus and Rashi, who are both two commentaries that are famous for their commitment to Pshuto Shel Mikra, and yet they introduce Anani HaKavod. Okay, so hold on to this page. Now we go on to the next discussion here, and that's the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Yud Aleph. So the Gemara here says the following. The Mishnah tells us, Zakal called Domish Makabal Tuma. The Mishnah says that anything that is Makabal Tuma, like a kli, like some sort of utensil, is posel, and you can't use it for schach. Minani mili, how do we know such a thing? The Gemara asks here on Daf Yud Aleph from the base. Omre Shlokish Omakra vi aid ya lemina oritz. Ma aid dover sha'eno mekabel tuma. The gidu omina oritz. So we're talking about something that grows from the ground, but it doesn't receive tuma. It's not mekabel tuma. Af sukkah, so too, when you build the sukkah, dover She'ein mekabel tuma v'gidulo min ha'aretz. Okay. Hinicho l'man diyomar anani ha'kovid ha'yu l'man diyomar sukkos mamish osu lehem mai iko l'meimar. So let's see if Rashi would help us over here. It says v'eid yale min ha'aretz. Shmamina, we see from this that anonim, that these clouds, that's called the Eid Yala Min Ha'aretz, is Bigdule Karka Ninhu, right? It says Min Ha'aretz, so it must be that these clouds somehow grew in the ground. And he says, Visuka Me Anonim Yalfinon, that this pasuk which describes the anonim is going to tell us how to put up the sukkah. And what the sukkah is made of? Why? Because since the sukkah is meant to serve as a replacement for the Anani HaKavod, let's see what whatever the Anani HaKavod are made of. That's how you're going to make up the sukkah. How do we know that the sukkah itself is zechel Anani HaKavod? So Rashi says, "Kirichsiv ki besukkah so shavti v'tarmi'u umetagamino." And he quotes immediately Unkelus, that it's referring to Arei Be'anonios, right? Well, what is this word here? Here it's a little bit clearer, I think. He says
Yeah. We had it a second ago. Let's just see it again. Anane.
Anane.
Yeah, Anane. Okay. So you see Anane and Osvine. So again, you know, Rashi is sort of pushing up the question. He's passing on the baton to Unkelus. He's blaming Unkelus for interpreting Sukkos as Anane. So you need something which is what? Which is Eina Mekabel Tuma, right? Delo Nemra Tuma El Bekelim, the Ochlin Umashkin, the Adam. So there are four categories where there's something called Kabbalah's Tuma, but Vizeh, but this cloud, this mist, it doesn't fit into any of those four categories, meaning it's Eina Mekabel Tuma. So to the Sukkah, which is Zechel Ananim, has to be like the Ananim, it's not Mekabel Tuma. And according, so the Gemara says now that this is good if you hold that Sukkos means Anani HaKovid. Elamadi Omer Sukkos Mamish Osulahem Ma'ikol Meimer. As we no longer have this pasuk as a source for excluding and disqualifying a Dovar Mekabel Tuma, because this source is referring to Ananim, and our Sukkah has nothing to do with Ananim. So Rashi adds here that according to the first Mandi Omer, we don't know exactly who it is yet. Hopefully we'll see in a minute who says what. It's the Sukkos Zeichel Anani HaKovet. And Rashi adds, Sha'omar HaKosav Shahoshivam Bamidbar. Right, because the Apostle says, B'Sukkos Hoshavti. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's Hoshavti, God is saying that I put you into the Sukkah. If it's a natural Sukkah, then you built the Sukkah yourself.
Right.
But
A spiritual sukkah,
right, or shall we call it a supernatural sukkah that comes from Shammai, then you could justify the word voshavti. Mm. Then there's another man who says sukkas mamish mipnei achama. In other words, when they left Mitzrayim, it was still very hot, mm-hmm. and they needed therefore a sukkah when they encamped, and that was sukkas mamish. So Michael and Meimar. So how do we know that you cannot use kalim or begadim or oros, different kinds of objects that are mekabel tuma? How do we know they're disqualified for the sukkah? Tisanya, we learned in the brisa, ki besukkah so shavti is bnei Yisrael. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says anani akovid hayu, and Rabbi Akiva says sukkah mamish osu lahem. Ah, interesting. He says osu lahem. Now I don't know what osu lahem means, because if it's sukkah mamish, then pashas would be that each and every individual would have built his own sukkah. So what does he mean when he says
the Shrapa just built huts?
God built huts. He built physical huts, not the Anan. Mm. But again, it's a miraculous kind of thing from God. So he points out here that in order to understand this sugya, then we must understand the machlokas shin Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva. And we want to understand what's the source, what's the root of this machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, and how the Targum and Rashi, who interpreted Pshuto Shel Mikra, how do they know that this pasuk is referring to Anani HaKovet? Then we have the Rashi here who explains that if Sukkos means Sukkos Mamish, according to Rabbi Akiva, means when they left Mitzrayim and they encamped, they needed something to protect them from the sun. Okay, and that's why Rabbi Akiva says Sukkos Mamish. So far, so good.
But it's also interesting that it couldn't just be that Kosh Baruch couldn't lower the temperature of the sun in the desert. Like, still the sun had to stay where it was.
Yeah.
But Kosh Baruch had to create.
That's a fascinating question, yeah. Okay, then. Now, that was on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, correct? Mm-hmm. In Masechtas Sukkah. And the Gemara says that there's another source from which we derive that a sukkah has to be made up of something that's not mekabel tuma, and that's because the pasuk says chag hasukkos tasalacha, and the word chag here is deliberate, and it's telling us chagiga, that just like chagiga, so too the sukkah. What's the analogy here between the sukkah and the chagiga? The chagiga is davar she'ein mekabel tuma. It's a davar she'ein mekabel tuma, And it's gidulo mina aretz, because again, we had four categories of things that are makabel tum. We had kelim, ochlim, mashkim, and adam. We didn't have behem. So when you designate this for karbon, it's an animal, it's not makabel tumma. And at the same time, it's gidulo mina aretz, which again, well, you're going to have to stretch it a little, but why is an animal called gidulo mina aretz? Maybe because it eats the vegetation from the land. So now we go on to daf yud beis amud aleph. E ma chagiga bali chayim. Wait a minute, how far are you going to go with this analogy to chagiga? Chagiga is a live animal. Is afsukanami bali chayim? I mean, is anyone going to entertain the possibility that we're going to put an animal up on top of a sukkah? Ki also rav and rav Yochanan makro. We have a special pasuk to teach us that it's got to be something that grows from the ground. It's going to be similar to a chagiga in certain ways, but it's not a behemoth.
Right.
And it says, Bi aspecha. Okay, this is a pasuk in Dvarim. Am I right? In Dvarim.
Yeah.
And it says, Chagas sukos tasalacha. This is a pasuk for A, I think. Shivas yomim bi aspecha migarnacha mikvecha. And once the Torah has said that the time period in which Sukkot falls out is the time of Asifa, you know, we go out and we harvest the crop, Garnacha Yikvecha, and it's trying to tell us that we need something for the Sukkah. It's not only telling us the time for the mitzvah of Sukkot, but also the material that qualifies for the mitzvah of Sukkah, and it's got to be something that grows from the ground. So the Gemara asks V'ema, if you're going to go so far as quoting this pasuk, is let's say Goran Atzmo V'yekev Atzmo. You know, maybe we should limit ourselves to Goran and Yekev. You know, sort of take these foods, these vegetations as, you know, as they exist in nature, and use them
like the grain and the grapes.
Right, and the grapes. What's it called when the in Hebrew it's called an eshkolit?
The bunch or the
What's the bunch called? There's a word for that.
Cluster.
Cluster. Excellent. Yeah, the cluster. So we'll take the cluster of grapes and we'll put it on our sukkah. Now it could be that once we do that, we're in trouble because we just said that there are four categories of Dover Makabel Tuma. One of them was Ochlin. So if we're going to put this produce and cluster of grapes on top, we're back to square one. Again, you're talking about something that's Makabel Tuma.
Right.
Omer Abzera Yekev Ksivka. The Pasuk says Yekev. The Efshel Asachech Bo. You can't use the Yekev itself. Ah, so Rashi says, what is Yekev? Rashi says, the mashma li'achar shenase yayin. Now, yayin is a liquid. Obviously, you can't use a liquid as schach. It'll just fall into the sukkah.
Right.
So, therefore, we have to assume that the yekev here is just indicating that it's got to be something that grows from the ground. But you can't take yekev literally because that's not something that lends itself to schach. Maskev le'rav yirmi of yema yayin. Karush. Rashi says kafui. So we're talking about more wine that somehow solidified. Is hachi? Is hacha?
Habami.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't see because of the lighting. Habami sinir. Yeah, I don't know if the light will help. It's no, not that one. That one opens the light on the outside. If you want to open that one over there, the furthest. No, just the one furthest to the left. Good. Okay. I don't know that helps. Okay. So he says, "Shudome li'igule dveva." Okay. Fine. In any event, this is how the Gemara derives what's kosher for schach. Let's move on. At this point, we want to look at the tour. The Torah in Siman Tov Reish Chaf Hei. He really actually gets into a whole long presentation about what the sukkah is meant to represent. And on the tour we have the Beis Yosef on one side and the Bach on the other side. Besukas teshu shivas yom l'man yedu dor sefer ki besukas hoshavti es b'nei Yisrael v'hotzi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim. And the tour writes the following.
Tola HaKosev Mitzvah Sukkah B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we have a bunch of mitzvahs that are related to Yitzis Mitzrayim, and Sukkah is not the exception, but it fits into that group. Lefishu davar shera'inu be'einenu, the experience of Yitzis Mitzrayim is something that we saw with our eyes. Ubaznenu shamanu, and I guess he means the next generation heard it from those who actually experienced it. V'ein adam yochalak kishenu, and it's part of a tradition that we cannot contradict. And Vuhua Mora, not only that, not only do we have a direct tradition regarding Yitzis Mitzrayim, but Yitzis Mitzrayim philosophically establishes the principles, the fundamental principles of our faith. Hamor al Amitus Mitziyaso, God exists. And not only that, He created everything, and therefore He can change nature. He has the koach, He has the power, the memshola, the control, the yacholes, not just in the upper worlds, but even on in our worlds. He's very much involved in our worlds to do and change and affect it in the way He wants to, according to the divine will. And nobody's going to control Him. And therefore, He takes us out of Mitzrayim with Osos and Mosim, all these miraculous miracles, and Sukkos now fits into this paragraph. How? What's the relationship between Sukkos and Yitzias Mitzrayim? He says that Vasukkos Shomer Kosuv Shoshivenu Bahem, the Sukkah that's mentioned here in the Pasuk that God put us into these Sukkahs, Hemanani Akovet. So once again, we see something interesting. We saw in Rashi al Torah and the Targum that they interpret the mitzvah Sukkah as Anani Akovet, and now we see it in the Tur. Sheikifenu Bahem, God surrounded us and protected us through the Anani Akovet, that we should not be struck down by Sharav, by Shemesh, by, you know, heat and the burning sun. So we create a sukkah, sort of like as a replica of the Anani HaKovid. We should remember the great miracles of Hashem when He protected us. Now the Torah has a kasha. Yitzias Mitzrayim was in the month of Nisan. We're going to make sukkahs in the month of Tishrei. And the whole thing is pretty odd. Why, if this is zecher to the Anani HaKovid that protected Jewish people when they left Mitzrayim, then it's more appropriate that the mitzvah of Sukkah should be when?
In Nisan.
But nevertheless, lo tzivanu lasos Sukkah b'yoso zman. Why not? Lefishu yimos hakayitz. Nisan is still summertime. Derek kol adam lasos in this part of the world. In this hemisphere, right? V'derek kol adam lasos sukkah litzel. Everybody goes out to a sukkah with some sort of roof on top in order to provide shade and protection from the sun. It's therefore lo hoisa nikeres asiyosenu b'hem. If we go out at this time of the year in Nisan, out to our little huts with the protection over it, it wouldn't be nikar. Nobody would know, and it would not be in any way obvious. Shehein mitzvah saborius brought to that which I would have done even if I didn't get a mitzvah. I'm doing it what? As a mitzvah? Now in Sukkot, when the rains are about to come, although truth be told, here in Yerushalayim, I don't remember too many times that we got rain on Sukkot. Recently it's been happening more often. We want to get out of the sun, into the house, out of the rain, into the house. And paradoxically, what we're going to do now is, when everybody else in the world is going into the house, we are going from the house outside Leishit B'sukkah. It's Pasei Yira L'Kol. Now it becomes Nika for everybody. Shemitz Sabelchi Oleinu La'Sosa. So again, according to the sheet of the tour, number one, Sukkah is connected to Anani HaKovid, but number two, they postponed it until the month of Tishrei, which is Yimos HaGashamim, in order to make it into a yeshiva nikeres that we're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah, because it's antithetical to what we would naturally do. Then he writes that Sukkah zu tzricha shetia b'makom aroy la'sosa. It's got to be in a place that won't be blown away, you know, by the wind. The min aroy, and it's got to be made of the right substance, the right material. She had defanoso karoy. He has to have defanos. Kishi uram, according to the minimum minyanim, and he has got three defanos, whatever the number is. It shouldn't be too high, not too low, and that's the tour's presentation. So we could possibly summarize the tour by saying that why did the Torah connect the mitzvah of Sukkah with Yitzhak's Mitzrayim? And the answer is, as soon as we left Mitzrayim, we needed the divine protection of the Anani Yaakov, like Rabbi Eliezer. And even though the miracle itself took place in Nisan, we're going to celebrate Tishrei in order to set it up as a yeshiva nikeres l'shem mitzvah. Now, with regard to this presentation of the tour, there's going to be a machlokas, how to understand the tour. And that machlokas is going to determine the true reason, or according to the Torah, to pinpoint the reason for the mitzvah of Sukkah. So we're going to see that the Beis Yosef is going to go down one way and interpret the Torah in that way, and then we're going to see the Bach and another interpretation of the Torah. What we know is that the Torah is Zechel Anani HaKovid, and it's connected to Yitzis Mitzrayim. That we know. So now, the first super commentary that we'd want to see on the tour is the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef first quotes the tour, and he says, Klomar Hukshalo, it was a question in the mind of the tour. He had a difficulty with Hoshavti B'nei Yisrael B'sukkos. And what does this mean? Hoshavas B'nei Yisrael B'sukkos. Vaday Omar. I'm sorry, Vaday Acher Tseisam Mimitzrayim. There's no question that we received this great gift of the Sukkos after we left Mitzrayim, is then therefore the question is, Lamalit losubi Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hachi Avilemik Yisukkos Hashav Yisrael Bamidbar. He's saying the following, that in truth the experience of the divine protection and the great miracle of Sukkos took place in the Midbar. And that's the stage in the history of Klal Yisrael that goes after Yitzias Mitzrayim. So then, why did the Torah say, "Be'oshavtis bnei Yisrael, be'otzio some eretz Mitzrayim"? The emphasis should be on be midbar when they entered into the midbar. That's where they needed the protection. And the answer is because there's so many fundamentals in Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have this tradition, unbroken tradition, and it's all the fundamentals of our belief. That's what the Torah wanted to do with the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Od Myra Busa Doshavti Besukos. What's the big deal about Oshavti Besukos? Tzivalasus Mitzvah Sukkah Zechel Oshavas Bnei Yisrael. Why is it so significant, these Sukkahs, that we have to make a special mitzvah to remember that Hashem brought Bnei Yisrael into the Sukkahs? And not only that, but Lama Tziva Laso Sukkos B'Tishrei B'Nisan Miboyle. It should have been in Nisan, if it's all Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore the answer is that, as far as the first question is concerned, why is this so significant that we have to make a Zechel to the Sukkos Oshavtis B'nei Yisrael? And he says, this is to connect us back to Yitzias Mitzrayim. And there are many mitzvahs that connect us back to Yitzias Mitzrayim. And one of the dimensions of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only took us out of Mitzrayim, but protected us after we exited from Mitzrayim. Right? He didn't leave us out there in the Midbar to broil in the sun, and so forth and so on. So that's all part of the long, continuous episode of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and all the thanks and acknowledgement we have to give to God for miraculously saving us. Now, what about the second question? And the second question was, why do we go to the Sukkah in Tishrei and not in Nisan? And that's what he says, that the answer is because it's going to be Eino Nikeres if we go out during Nisan. Yeah, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that there was a time when the Jews were leaving Egypt, it took time before they got to the Midbar. Like, they had to get actually stopped in a place called Sukkot. And I guess that was still part of the Yetziat Mitzrayim as well. Mm-hmm. So maybe at that point already either it was the Anani HaKavod or the Sukkot Mamash, they already appeared, you know, on the scene at that point.
Right.
So it was still part of the original Yetziat.
That's true. Now notice that the Beis Yosef makes a big point here that this Sukkos in the Pasuk Shoshavti Bam, Hema Anani HaKavod, which we saw in the Torah. And the reason why I believe the Beis Yosef is emphasizing that, meaning that the Torah is accepting the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer with regard to Zeichel and Ani HaKovid, is because then we can justify why the Torah made such a big deal about it, and it was such a great Zeichel to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the fact that Hashem miraculously protected us after the Yetzias Mitzrayim. We still haven't really finalized, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says Sukkos Mamish, why this was such a big deal that we have to make a zecher to the Sukkos Mamish that protected us on the way out of Mitzrayim. So now we move on to the Taz. We have here in the Shulchan Aruch Simon Tov Reish Chav Hey that Besukkos Teishu Shivas Yom Kisukkos of Shavtos Meisel and Anani HaKovod. So just like the Torah, the Mechaber himself, 3 centuries later, also writes that it's Anani HaKovod. But here we have a comment from the Taz. You know that the Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim is surrounded by not the Beis Yosef and the Bach, but because this is the Beis Yosef in the inside, the Shulchan Aruch, but rather by the Taz and the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham LaHaloch is usually more common for Ashkenazim, but the Taz also has what to say. And here, the Taz immediately quotes the Tur, and he says, "Nira b'kavonis Rabbeinu sha'osam mitzvahs sukkah prat yoser mishar mitzvahs." And the impression you get here is the Taz wants to explain why the Tur, in a very atypical way, had this very long presentation in his introduction to the sukkah about the nature of the mitzvah, the reason for the mitzvah. Yosef Mishar Mitzvah, something that he doesn't usually emphasize in all its great detail when he gets to other mitzvahs. V'chein ma'asher kosuv achar kach hu besukos sha'omer ha'kosuv demashma sheyesh b'zeh kesher l'ma'asher kosuv kodem l'zeh hu b'derech zeh. And it seems that because of this tremendous need to explain the whole, embellish the whole reasoning behind sukkahs, therefore he goes on to say that we have to understand what the sukkah is and how it connects to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now he mentions Rabbi Akiva and he says the following. He says, Isa plutav verkamen de sukkah Rabbi Akiva svilei sukkahs mamish ka'omar shoshavti shoshivam ha-kadosh baruch hu b'yeis Yetzias Mitzrayim lozo svilei anani ha-kovid ikifam. So he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah that we saw earlier, Daf Yud Aleph, the Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. And he says the following. He says, V'nireh, D'yesh Chiluk B'pirush HaPasuk B'neim. This Machlokes is really Machlokes in terms of how to understand the meaning of the Pasuk. D'le Rabbi Akiva, Ein Rabusa Bi'osan hasukos. It would seem that according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no great finish with those sukkos. They were physical protection, and that's something metaphysical. In came ma zichron yibedavar. This is the question we ask: why make such a big deal that we have to have a zechel edavar? Elavadai hazikaron sha'oz yatzanu mitzrayim. In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, says the Taz, the zecher here is not a zecher to the sukkos which Hashem provided as protection, but rather zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're re-experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim not only on Leil Pesach but also on Sukkos by entering into the sukkah, because that's exactly what our ancestors did after they left Mitzrayim. V'nimtza according to Rabbi Akiva, ikar tachlis ha-sukkah shalonu lizko Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if you ask me, what should I have in mind, according to Rabbi Akiva, when I enter into the sukkah on sukkahs, I should have in mind Yetzias Mitzrayim, period. Neto, you know, no embellishments. Avol, Rabbi Eliezer, haviyazchir al ha-nes. We have to remember not Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the special nes that happened after Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's ha-kofas anani ha-kovet. El Shetola Akosuv HaMitzvah B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even though you'll ask me, according to Rabbi Eliezer, why did the Torah say Botzil Som Eretz Mitzrayim, symbolizing, meaning that we have to remember Eretz Mitzrayim? He says, "This I can't figure out. What is Beis Yud Mem? Oh, Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Kamo Shar Mitzvahs Kigon Mitzvahs Sitzes Yesh Behem Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'zeh poshet she'ein guf mitzvah tzitzis lahazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ela shakosuv yiches ha-mitzvah achar Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rabbeinu, meaning the Torah, wrote a listom k'Rabbi Eliezer k'moshe pirish Rashi b'chumash. And the reason for that is because we need a divine intervention here, a divine miracle. And to appreciate a divine intervention, a divine miracle, we need the sukkas map. We need, excuse me, the anani akovin of the supernatural ananim that protected Bnei Yisrael. So let's just see if we can give sort of a little bit of a synopsis, an overview of the Taz. And he says that according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds Sukkos Mamish, the tachlis of the mitzvah of Sukkos is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? And that happened, that took place when they sat in physical huts after Yitzias Mitzrayim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, Anani HaKovid, the main mitzvah is to sit in the Sukkah, remember the Anani HaKovid, not Yitzias Mitzrayim, but what took place as a miracle after Yitzias Mitzrayim, the protection afforded by the Anani HaKovid. And that's why the Torah says, Tola kosev mitzvahs sukkah b'yitzis mitzrayim. In other words, the Torah, when he adds the word tola, he's bothered by the following question. Why does the Torah say yitzis mitzrayim? After all, we're trying to remember something that happened after yitzis mitzrayim. And the yeshiva b'suk is not zekel yitzis mitzrayim. So the Torah's answer is tliya b'yitzis mitzrayim. What does that mean, tliya b'yitzis mitzrayim? He means that anani akovid, we saw with our eyes, we heard with our ears, nobody could contradict them, k'mo Yitzias Mitzrayim. So again, it's not really Yitzias Mitzrayim here, says the Taz in explaining the Torah. It would make sense to say Yitzias Mitzrayim in Rabbi Akiva's frame of reference, Sukkos Mamish. But in Rabbi Eliezer's frame of reference, it's really not Yitzias Mitzrayim, but rather it's a great miracle. And what miracle is that? Anani HaKovid, which is post-Yitzias Mitzrayim. And why is it so critical to remember the Anani HaKovid? Because once again, just like in Yitzias Mitzrayim, it was Einenu Ra'inu, and it was Ozneinu Shamanu, so too, with regard to the miracle of Anani HaKovid after Yitzias Mitzrayim, it was again Einenu Ra'inu V'Ozneinu Shamanu, and Einonim Yachol Lachisham, nobody can deny that. So really, the Yitzias Mitzrayim here in Sukkah is very secondary. You know, we're only using the Yitzias Mitzrayim as a symbol for something that has a strong tradition of miracle from father to son through the generations. And we're not talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So a person enters into the Sukkah, according to this explanation in the Torah, and he doesn't think at all about Yitzias Mitzrayim. He has nevertheless fulfilled his mitzvah 1,000%. Why? Because all he has to remember is what? Is the Anani HaKovid. And the Torah accepts Rabbi Eliezer. He doesn't even mention Rabbi Akiva. Mm-hmm. And Rashi in his Pirush Al Torah, again, doesn't mention a word about Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, we could really put Yitzias Mitzrayim now into a secondary fallback status here, because Tola Kosuv be Yitzias Mitzrayim. But really, the mitzvah Zekel Anani HaKovid. Now, he mentions here Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, that's a super commentary on Rashi al Torah. He says the word Hoshavti indicates that God got involved, Hoshivam. According to Rabbi Akiva, it should have said not Hoshavti, but Yashvu, that they sat in Sukkot. So the impression I get here from the Ra'im is that if you hold Sukkos Mamish, these were Sukkos that were built by Bnei Yisrael. We were medayed from other sources that. Let's go back to the Gemara in Rabbi Eliezer. I'm sorry, Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva's language was... One second, where is it here? Yeah, Yud Aleph. Rabbi Akiva's language was Asu Lehem. Mm-hmm. So that sounded like even the Sukkos Mamish happened through the agency of Almighty God. So this is a pretty fascinating Taz, and it comes out that according to Taz, the machlokas between Rabbi Lozen and Rabbi Kiva as to fundamentally what is the reason for the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim, according to Rabbi Akiva, for the mitzvah of Yeshiva Besukah, according to Rabbi Akiva, Zekel Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there's no miracle involved in the sukkahs themselves, it's just a memory device and duplicating what it was like when we got out of Mitzrayim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, we're talking about something miraculous that we're remembering, and that's the Adar Yaakovid. And the Torah, as we said, accepts the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and that is Anone HaKovod. And now we get to the Bach. The Bach says, Yirali Loma de Iker Kavonis Rabbeinu. What motivates the tour to go through this whole long, atypical explanation of the background of Sukkah is Kavonis Rabbeinu Levayer de Pshat HaMikrahu Shakavonis HaMitzvah de Sukkah Hi Lizkar Yitzias Mitzrayim. The tour wants to tell us that the simple way of reading the parasha is that the Mitzvah Sukkah is in order to remember what? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Aval ena pirusha mikra shakavona mitzvah sukkah silman yedu ki besukkah sov shavti is b'nei Yisrael levad. It's not just that we have to remember that God gave us the sukkahs, which is something that happened after Yitzias Mitzrayim, ubazemekayim a mitzvah, but no, we have to know that this is not just a miracle that occurred in a certain period of time in the Midbar, in fact, but rather we have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim as well. And therefore, the pasuk says, "Lavad yedu dor seichem ki besukas al shavti es bnei Yisrael botzi osam me eretz Mitzrayim." So we have to remember not only besukas al shavti, but also the eretz Mitzrayim. Is kiyum amitzvi biyedias haoshava besukas? So all this, he's suggesting a havamina, which he's going to reject. That maybe all we have to remember is just the sukkas and the anani akovid. Is there eno, and that's incorrect, and that's what the Torah is coming to rectify. So the Eretz Mitzrayim element is absolutely critical here. And this is what he said: shekosav tola tola kosav mitzvah sukkah biyitzias Mitzrayim. So again, according to the Taz that we saw before, Rabbi Akiva understands Sukkot Mamish, meaning directly we have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, there's no business here remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have to remember a great event and a great miraculous intervention of the part of God after Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Bach, on the other hand, says no, that's a misreading, that's a mistaken reading of the Torah. What the Torah means to say is that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the mitzvah sukkah was given zecher la'anani akovid, but we also have to remember, and that's critical, yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Torah means when he says tola kosev mitzvah sukkah yitzias Mitzrayim v'chein harbe mitzvahs. Klomar demishar harbe mitzvahs shetola yitzias Mitzrayim yeshlumo shegam mitzvah sukkah tola kosev yitzias Mitzrayim v'zehu ikar yidia L'man Yedu, etc., etc., Bohotzio Sambe Eretz Mitzrayim. So Eretz Mitzrayim plays an absolutely critical role here in our chiyuv, in our obligation through the Sukkah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. So let's just present now the Beis Yosef and the Bach and the two interpretations of the Torah. According to Beis Yosef, there is a mitzvah of remembering Anani HaKovet. Okay, and that was specified because, although there were many different miraculous things that happened to Bnei Yisrael, like the man and the be'er, but nevertheless, when it comes to Sukkah, we want to remember the Anani HaKovet through the Sukkah. And to say that, you know, the way the Beis Yosef would have it, that the mitzvah here is primarily to remember that miracle of Anani HaKovid, and the reason for that, as we saw, was because Anani HaKovid is something that we personally experienced, and we have a tradition. But the tour, according to Beis Yosef, is saying that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Anani HaKovid, and that makes sense because that's a big deal. But as we saw, the Bach wants to inject here another element into the equation. It's not enough to remember the Anani HaKovid, but rather we have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, Lefi, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Ikar Mitzvah Kidei Lizkar Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's why the Pasuk says, Laman Yedu, etc. Hotzi, it says, Hoshafti Yisbnei Yisrael, Hotzi, Osomei Eretz Mitzrayim, because when we remember the miracle of the Ananiya Kovid, which took place at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, then through that we're meant to remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yizkor Gam Shar Nifla Osov Shasi Moyim Bishas Yetzias Mitzrayim. So according to the Bach, it's critical that we remember all the miracles that we experienced, our ancestors experienced at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. One great example of that is Sukkot, but the point is that Sukkah becomes now a stepping stone, a means to an end, and that end is to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim and all its great miracles. So it's not like the Beis Yosef who would say that the time of the mitzvah Sukkah is to remember the Anani HaKovid, period, and flat, and that's it. And what it says here in the Pasuk Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's only to give us a more general historical framework. No, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Iker Mitzvah. We remember all the great miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And one of them is going to be the Sukkah. So therefore, the conclusion of the Bach is Yizkar Kol Shar Niflos of Shalsimo and Bishas Yetzias Mitzrayim. And says the Bach, we paskin la'aloch like Rabbi Eliezer, and that's what Targum Unkel said in the pasuk Yibisukas Hoshavti. So the Torah was bothered. Why do we make the sukkah in Tishrei if the whole purpose is to remember that Pesukas Hoshavti, which took place immediately following Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Anani HaKovid? Why don't we celebrate sukkahs in Chodesh Nisan? And the answer is, we need a yeshiva nikeres. It has to be clear that we're doing this l'shem mitzvah. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds sukkahs mamish, then there won't be any memory of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sukkahs mamish is not even a miraculous occasion. And it didn't take place before or during Yetzias Mitzrayim, but after Yetzias Mitzrayim. It must be that according to Rabbi Akiva, the purpose of yeshiva b'sukkah is Zekel is Sukkos Sheyashvu Bahem. If you're saying that we're just remembering the Sukkos that we sat in, so why does the Torah say Botzio Som Eretz Mitzrayim? We just finished saying that Eretz Mitzrayim is an essential theme and the reason for the mitzvah of Sukkos is to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim in all its glorious miracles, etc. Now we're saying no, the mitzvah is just to remember the Sukkos. And that's the way Rabbi Akiva would have it, Sukkos Mamish. So why does the Torah bother telling us, Botzi Osam Eretz Mitzrayim? Eretz Mitzrayim is not a contributing factor. It has no status here. And the answer is, it's only giving us a time framework. When was it that our ancestors sat in Sukkah? That was when and after they left Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no question why we sit in Tishrei and not in Nisan. And the answer might be, because when did the Bnei Yisrael get a chance to build their sukkahs? That wouldn't have been until Tishrei. During Nisan, they didn't do it. So we have a very interesting, shall we say, advantage to accepting Rabbi Akiva. And the Yetzias Mitzrayim here is only a framework, a historical framework, but really the Zecher is for the Sukkos Hoshavti, and we're talking about Sukkos Mamish. That according to Rabbi Akiva, it makes absolute sense that we would sit in Sukkah during the month of Tishrei, not during the month of Nisan. And that's what he says over here, that that Bnei Yisrael actually sat in the Sukkah only in Tishrei time. And that may mean that it took them a long time, maybe 6 months after Yetzias Mitzrayim, until they actually built the Sukkahs Mamish of Rabbi Akiva. But in any event, there's no kasha why we don't sit in Sukkah in Nisan. That's only a kasha if you hold that Yetzias Mitzrayim is the major framework of this mitzvah. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, it's the Sukkos Mamish that's the focal point of the mitzvah. And at least the advantage of Rabbi Akiva is that we begin to understand, according to Rabbi Akiva, why we sit in Sukkah in Tishrei as opposed to Nisan.
במחלוקת רבי אליעזר ורבי עקיבא בתם מצוות ישיבת סוכה
Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva,
so let's just digest this. So Quinta Taz, Rabbi Eliezer is remembering what?
Ananei Kavod.
Ananei Kavod. Rabbi Akiva is remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. So far, so good. Now he's going to say that the Bach has the opposite. Let's see. Udas HaBach.
Udas HaBach. Rabbi Eliezer have a zecher letziat Mitzrayim, and Rabbi Akiva zecher lasukot shebanu.
So according to Rabbi Eliezer, why are we putting all this emphasis on the great miracle of Ananiah Kovid? It's answer because that's going to remind us of all the great miracles.
Okay,
the whole constellation of miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, really the story starts with post Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Sukkos al Shavti. That's why we sit in Chodesh Tishrei, and the Yetzias Mitzrayim here is only a historical framework.
Vomnam divrei habach tzarich iyun ladat Rabbi Akiva ma'aya hanes besukot mamish shechayvim lasot lazei zeicher.
Right, it comes out that according to Rabbi Akiva, we're talking about the natural sukkahs, the man-made, the right. Physical sukkahs. There doesn't seem to be any intervention on the part of God. There's no miracle here. Why are we making such a big deal to remember Besukas al Shafti?
It still could have been that the Kodesh Baruch Hu made them the huts or provide them with.
Right, but that doesn't seem to be the way the Bach understands it. The Bach seems to say that it's just that that's when they got around to building it. You know?
Right.
Alright, now we have the Rashbam al Torah. So let's go through the pasuk again. It says, "Man yedid or sechel kisuk sal shafti speisol botziel som eretz Mitzrayim." So what's the man yedid or sechem? Pshuto, the straightforward pshat. Kedivya omrim sechasukas sukas mamish. This is the exact opposite of Rashi and the Zeidah and of the Targum Unkelis. That the simple pshat in the pasuk would seem to be physical sukas. There's no mention here or remez to Anani Akovit. And he says that Chag HaSukkos Tassel Chavospecha Migarnecha Mikvecha V'ospecha Tfuas Ha'aretz Beitechem Maleim Kol Tuv Dogam V'tirish V'yitzar. So the Torah goes out of its way to tell you that this is a period of time in which the house is full of, you know, overflowing bounty with produce and so forth and so on. L'man Tizku Ki B'Sukkos HaShavti Es B'nei Yisrael B'Midbar Abayim Shona Below Yishuv Ubeno Lo Nachla. So for 40 years we're sojourning through the desert. We don't have any piece of land that we can call our own. We don't have any urban settlement. And we talk kach, and therefore tachanu hodah. Therefore we have to titnu hodah. We have to express our gratitude. L'misha nosan lachem nachla. In other words, why do we appreciate Nachla when we enter into the land? Because for 40 years we lived without a Nachla. And now we can appreciate Eretz Yisrael and all its bounty because it's a final resting place for the nation to settle and enjoy all this kultuv, all the produce that we bring into our house at this time of the year. Valtomru, but you might have said, wait a minute, we entered into the land, we conquered the land, we plowed, we planted, we harvested. Is Altomru Bilvavchem Kochiv Yotzim Yodi Yosel Yisachal Azeh? So the Torah says, no. Remember the Sukkos al Shafti is Bnei Yisrael. And we have to realize that this is all God's gift and the bounty that He provides for us. Vilvav kochi v'otzi yodin soli sechayel azev zchayto es Hashem lekecha ki hu anosim lecha koach lasos chayel. it's absolutely critical that when we enjoy the benefits of the produce of the land, after we settle the land, that we shouldn't say kochav yotzim yod, we should realize and acknowledge it came from God. Ulakach, yotzim ibatechem uleim kol tuv bizman asifa. We have already harvested all the crops, we brought it into the house, and yet we're going to leave the house, yoshim esukis, and we're going to live for 7 days in these small, humble huts, lezichron, so that we surely will remember shlo hayolahem nachlo bamidbar. Remember those days in which they lived not in the bayis, but in the sukkah, in the huts on the outside, in the wilderness, lo batim lasheves. And therefore, as a result of the fact that we are sitting in the sukkah during this period of time when we should be really in the house, that's going to cause us to remember God's hand and not to think, well, we're big shots, we're living in the houses with our Malayim Kultur, we have all the good, and it's all because of Kochiv Yotzin Yodi. And he says, bizman asifas goren v'yekev lebilti rom levavo, so that we shouldn't let it go to our head and begin to think that Batenu Malayim Kultur and Yodenu Osalon v'sachayel hazeh. So let's just look at this very quick overview or summary of the Rashbam in one simple sentence. He says, the simple pshat in the pasuk is like Rabbi Akiva Sukkos Mamish. And you're asking, what's the reason for the mitzvah? Is that we want to thank Hashem for all the good and all the bounty that He's bestowed upon us. All the benevolence that we've received. And we want to know that, you know, this is coming, we want to remember that this is coming from Hashem. It's not some sort of natural effect or result of our work and our kochiv yotzim yodi. So that according to Rabbi Akiva, says the Rashbam, sukkos is sukkos mamish, and we're referring to 40 years in the midbar, and during those 40 years Hashem did so much chesed for us and provided for us. So we're not remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather we're remembering all the great miracles of the 40 years in the midbar. And in that sense, this may shed a light on the opinion of the Bach in Rabbi Akiva, because the Bach, if you remember, was the one who said that according to Rabbi Akiva, we're talking about Zecher L'Sukkos Mamish after Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the mitzvah is not to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, but to remember that period of time in which we, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, we entered into the land, we got our Nachla, but Batenu Malayim Kol Tuv, and lest we express the attitude of Kochi Yotzim Yodi, the Torah says go out into these very humble huts and leave your bias. You're no longer a big shot with all the kultuv that's in the bias. And then we have the Rokeach. This you may remember. This was really a fascinating insight of the Sefer HaRokeach. This has happened to be in Simon Reish Yud Tes. And we're looking at the paragraph that starts Pesukas Hoshavti, or Pesukas Teishvu Shivas Yom Lo'an Yedu Doros Seichem. So this is the great Rabbi Eliezer HaRokeach, and he writes that what is Bo'otzio Som Me'eretz Mitzrayim Me'Ramses Bo L'Sukos. That's they left Mitzrayim, they came to Ram, they left Ramses, and they came to a place called Sukos. You mentioned that before. Al Osan Sukos Hoya. The emphasis here of the sukkahs teishvu shivas yomman yedidor sekusus hoshavti, it's this, those sukkahs at a place called Sukkos. Now, this is Rabbi Eliezer's shita. He has a girsa is the opposite. What we have as Rabbi Kivi has Rabbi Eliezer. It doesn't matter. Sukkahs mamish hoya. So these are the physical sukkahs in a place called Sukkot after they left Ramses. Rabbi Akiva omer anani akovid hoya. V'chein pirshu ki besukos hoshavti. So now Rabbi Akiva says Anani HaKovid, and now it's besukos hoshavti. Hashem put us into the Anani HaKovid. Yesh mefarshim kishetzaru al eretz ha-mori shel sichon v'yog v'al krochim shebe'eretz kenan oz yoshvu Yisrael besukos. So when they gathered together the troops to go out with their battalions to fight the war and conquer the Amorim and the Sichon and Og and so forth and so on, what they did is they sat in a temporary dwelling in the sukkahs. Oz Yoshvi Yisrael b'sukkahs k'mosh kasuv the Aron the Yisrael the Yehuda Yoshvim b'sukkahs ki b'sada haya mesachech aleihem ad shekovshu debas b'nei Amon ken Yisrael ad shekovshu eretz Kanaan. Zel ki b'sukkahs hashavti b'sukkahs Yisrael kishetzorim es ha'umos, when they gathered together the troops to battle against the umos, calls manchelo kovshu v'chilku. And why does the Torah use the term Yitzias Mitzrayim here? After all, we're talking about attacks and military campaigns in, you know, in the Transjordan area before they entered into the land, but it's way after Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the answer is that the terminology Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Torah's language refers to the entire period of time from the redemption all the way until the last Jew was settled on his allotted plot in Eretz Yisrael. K'moshe kosu v'asher hika moshu b'nei Yisrael b'tzeisom v'mitzrayim hushnas arboim v'zeo l'man yedu sekusuk shol yechashvu shememoseinu Avram Yitzhak v'Yakov v'nachtu Yoshev v'oretz el yedu sheyotzu mitzrayim tzoru ala orim v'nosnam v'yad Yisrael. Okay, let's see if we can summarize the Rokeach. The Rokeach holds in the name of the Yesh Mefarsh in the midst of the Yeshiva Sukkah is Zechel Lusukos Sheyosha V'Yesh Etzoro Al Eretz Sichon V'Yok. So when it says Laman Yedu, it means we have to remember that Eretz Yisrael is not just the Yerusha Mi'avoseinu that we inherited from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and since then we've been living in the land, but rather the historical truth is that after Yitzis Mitzrayim, they conquered Eretz Yisrael from the hands of the Yoshvei Eretz Kanani. And that's what we have to remember, that after Yitzis Mitzrayim, they conquered the lands of Eretz Kanani. And when the pasuk says "Ki b'sukkos hashavti b'nei Yisrael b'otzio sam eretz Mitzrayim," it means that all the entire period of time from the Yitzias Mitzrayim up until kibush v'chiluk was called Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, in other words, the Sefer Rokeach holds that according to Rabbi Akiva, who is sukkos mamish, which he incidentally identifies Rabbi Eliezer, but according to that sheet of Rabbi Akiva as we know it, the Zecher here is on the Sukkahs themselves, and not on Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Torah uses the term Yitzias Mitzrayim because it refers to that entire long period, but it really has to do with something that took place in the Midbar without regard to remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's no mandate to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. And on the other hand, what we saw earlier in the Rashbam and the Bach, well, in a certain sense, the Rokeach is similar to the Rashbam. There's a certain definite similarity because the Rashbam held that the mitzvah has to do with remembering Kol Tuv and Sukkos Mamish and leaving the bayis. And the lowest common denominator between the Rokeach and the Rashbam is the fact that both are operating within the framework of Sukkos Mamish. There's no mention here of Anani HaKovid. This is just where the Jews encamped. And then we had the Bach Shita, and there is a machlokas, however, between the Rokeach and the Rashbam, because according to the Rokeach, it's Zechel Sukkos Shiyoshem Beischan Yosem V'Midbar Login Elev Nashemesh. It's not that we're remembering the Sukkos that protected us from the Shemesh, but rather the Sukkos that we built at the time of the Melchom against Sichon and Og. But this is not the same as the Bach, because according to the Bach, we said that the Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim here in Rabbi Akiva's frame of reference is irrelevant. There's no Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's okay. But that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's Mamish Zecher Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. We just want to finish this up for today by reading the Chayodom Rav Avram Danzig and see if any of these discussions that we've had with the Mefarshei Torah and the tour and so forth and so on would have an impact in the post-Gim Lalacha, the Chayada begins Hilcha Sukkah, which is called Klal Kuf Mem Vav, by saying the following: Ksiv Besukos Teshvu Shivas Yom Lekamon Yedu Dor Sechem Ki Besukos Hashav Sisnei Shom Yitzitzrayim Mitchila Kosav Besukas Choser Vekan Besukos Hashav Tiksiv Mole. So it begins with Besukos without the Vav, and then it goes on Besukos with the Vav. Lahoros Beis Mine Sukos Sheyoshvu. There are actually two different categories and qualities of Sukkah. Aleph Sukkah Shalanane Kovid, Bet Sukkah Mamish. Bishoshet Soru Al Ha'ayoros B'Molchemes Sichon V'Og. So it's interesting that on the one hand we embrace the Shita of Ananiya Kovid, and on the other hand we embrace the Shita and accept the Shita of Sukkos Mamish. The Sukkos Mamish here is the Sukkos of the Sefer Rokech that we learned earlier, namely when we were out there fighting the battle of Sichon V'Og. So we now have a sort of a hybrid or a compromise Shita, which we accept both Sukkos Mamish, the way the Rokech understood it, and Ananiya Kovit, accepting both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, and not like all the other poskim who say that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that the mitzvah sukkos is only Ananiya Kovit. So it comes out that according to the Chayodim, again, let's move on. The Chayodim is one Shita, but we have number one, the Shita of the Bach. Okay, let's go slowly. We have the first. Let's start with Rabbi Eliezer. According to the Beis Yosef and the Taz, the mitzvah exhausts itself, mitzvah sukkah, obviously, with Zechel Ananiya Kovit. According to the Bach, we said that in Rabbi Eliezer's frame of reference, the mitzvah Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Taz holds it Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Bach holds it's Zecher to the Sukkos Sheyoshvu Lahem Bamidbar. So in terms of what Sukkos Mamish actually means, Rashi and the Rashbam holds that this is the Sukkos that Bnei Yisrael built when they encamped in the Midbar to protect themselves from the sun. And it's a Hodot Hashem on all the Tova that Hashem bestowed upon them over the course of this period of time. According to Rokech and the Chayodon, the Sukkos that they built was the Ace Milchemes Sichon V'Og, and we want to remember that Eretz Yisrael did not come to them as Yerusha, but rather there was a battle and Hashem protected the Bnei Yisrael and they won the battle. Now, in general, we paskin mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana, and if that be the case, we need a Kavana when we fulfill the mitzvah and we're mekayim the Ratzon Hashem who commanded us on this mitzvah. In the case of mitzvah sukkah, it seems almost explicit that we have to remember the mitzvah of Hashem l'man yedu d'orseichem, and therefore the poskim want to know what exactly we have to remember when we actually sit in the sukkah, and that's going to be the kavanah of the mitzvah. It's not the classical kavanah of lotzeis yedei chovos, but a specific kavanah about the nature of this particular mitzvah, and it's very singular. And the poskim are going to argue, based on the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, exactly which kavanah we're obligated to have in mind when we sit in the sukkah, on, let's say, the Leil Rishon of Chag. And later on, we're going to have machlokas, what exactly is the kavana that we have to have, and whether that kavana is ma'akev in the kiyum ha-mitzvah. So we neder, hopefully we'll get a chance to go back to this and pick it up and expand upon it. A great yeshiva.